Welcome to the Digital Marketing Insights Podcast, brought to you by Brightside Digital.
Hi everyone, welcome to the show. I'm delighted to say we have San today, who's a senior digital marketing and communications manager. San, how are you doing?
Hi, Tom. I'm doing great. It's a delight to be on your show.
Thank you. Thank you so much. San, we start off the show first and foremost. Can you tell our audience a little bit about yourself and your career to date, please?
Sure, definitely. I have been in the marketing side of the industry across different brands for 13 years now. I think I've handled from painless waxing products to coffee, pizza, gyms, and now I handle electric vehicles for marketing side of the business.
Love it. And San, what would you see as your main strength in digital nowadays? Obviously, 13 years of experience, I'm guessing you've covered a lot of areas, but what would you see as your go-to skill set?
I think it would be in terms of the digital marketing, specifically with regards to, you know, the tools and the data that you need to run a successful campaign. And it has been a great learning journey. And given the scenarios of what we live right now, is constantly changing. So I think that's what I would say it is.
Okay, so kind of a 360 marketing strategy.
Yes.
And obviously you're with Planet at the moment.
That's right.
Do you have any examples of successful campaigns or work that you're really proud of that you've done for them or maybe some of your previous companies that shows kind of your experience in a full 360 marketing strategy?
Yeah, definitely. I think one of the recent campaigns that we did for one of our clients who are in electrical vehicles is their launch of a pickup truck. You know, since COVID, a lot has changed in the industry. Though the regular marketing activities are going strong, but in this era, in terms of doing a research for a product launch, which was still not available for people to come and test drive in the electric, especially given the automobile industry, we did a recent launch after extensive research with the media buying agencies and being heard and seen at the right target market, and it was a great successful campaign. I think they sold around more than 1,000 vehicles in a very short period of time, and it was very well received. I think that is one of the very recent campaigns that we completed for our client at Planet. And to talk about another campaign that actually stands out in my career would be selling a $250,000 worth gym franchises in a social media channel, which was very unique at that given point of time. This was going back around 6 years ago. And I think to talk about in the marketing perspective, given we talk, we mentioned this, the cost of sale that it would be, it was around 20 euros per sale for which cost a franchise, which cost around $250,000. I think that campaign definitely stands out in my career.
Wow. So let's talk a little bit more about that, San. So obviously you said social media. What specific platform and what ads and how did you go about targeting for that?
Well, it was a blank canvas when I started, Tom. It was just to say that, you know, I had a product which was a great product from UK, but we were the company was venturing into Ireland, and we had to sell a gym franchise. Now, given a brand which is unknown and Ireland market as such is kind of sensitive when you say it's a product from UK, people do prefer is having a local contact or a local group supporting businesses. So when I started out, it was a very simple thing. In the whole ambitious of opening or selling franchises was that for the people who would like to be an entrepreneur, but with the support of a franchise group, which makes it more stronger in the market. And it was a thought, I think it was to understand the target audience. We were looking at people who would be in the age group of 30 to 50 and who would be aspirational in owning a business, but wouldn't have the techniques that is required for a successful business. And the best market I could think of was Facebook, given at that point of time, you know, before the TikTok or the Instagram Reels took over, It was people spending time on Facebook browsing and looking at what others are up to, you know, what your family are defining success. There was always a life update, you know, someone got married, someone had a baby. So that Facebook as a platform was where people actually made or, you know, decided on life goals. Okay, fine, someone is doing X, Y, Z. I need to do something with my life. And that's where actually the strength lied. And I think we took advantage of that. I just decided, why not we experiment it? We had Google search. Yes, we had franchise shows. We did trade shows. We advertised in all the respective markets that are needed. But Facebook as such, making it aspirational, saying, you know, this is the time to take the reins of your life and get the control over it. And it was a great success. People actually did come together. And I think we even put a couple of partnerships of comprising of 3 to 4 people who were complete strangers in a room, getting into a business agreement to start a gym franchise. So that's the story behind how it worked before people started selling or before the Shopify world took over the internet.
That's brilliant. Brilliant. And how did you go about identifying the audience at that time? And have you seen a big change since that moment to now?
Well, at that given point of time, there was very limited platforms. It was easier to go and experiment in a couple of platforms to see what is working and what is not. Like as I said, we did advertise on all the respective platforms, including Twitter and so forth. But Facebook was the kind that clicked. And the age group currently, if you ask a digital marketer and say, okay, would you advertise on Facebook? Probably the reason would be for the brand presence to be heard and seen. Yeah, everyone is taking a plunge. Why not be heard and seen there? But you wouldn't drive the actual result out of it because it's constantly changing. The age group as such of people spending time on Facebook has changed. The algorithms on be it on Instagram or Twitter has changed. So we've come a long way in the last 6 years, if you ask me. So it has changed drastically. It's no more, I cannot go and copy paste the same campaign. If someone comes to me right now and asks, okay, let's go and sell another gym franchise.
Yeah.
It would be a totally different approach.
And just to finish up on this area, is there any particular traffic drivers, let's call it, across the boards that you feel are really working well for you at the moment? Is there anything that you're working on that you want to give our listeners to say, oh, you should check out this?
It is very product driven. I think every channel has its strength right now. And given the product or the services that you're marketing will define the success of which platform works for you. Like, for example, currently, for me, I'm dealing with electric vehicles, and believe it or not, the professional networks like LinkedIn is proving to be more beneficial than the mainstream social media like Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, because my target audience are the professionals or the car dealers who would be keen on taking up a new brand or a new entrant into the market, and trusting the brand and telling a story is more powerful in the professional network like LinkedIn right now.
That's interesting. So again, your target would be trying to find dealerships or dealers to take in the new product into their
exactly, not, so yes.
Yeah, that's a really good example. Is there any particular softwares you use daily to enhance your role?
Oh, yes, definitely. I mean, as a part of a digital marketing, the whole concept is to be inquisitive, and there's every day is a learning day. And for us specifically, we do have a few tools like SEMrush, Google Analytics, and the other data analytics that we drill in getting the campaign right. And also understanding your competitors. I believe the SEMrush does a fantastic job of your digital performances, to be honest. And it also gives you an insight into your competitors' performance. So you're aware of, you know, the kind of probably a fair amount of idea of the budget spend that is needed or what your competitors are up to. But apart from that, as I said, with the changing algorithms, the content is still the king. And to make the content attractive, it is no more of, you know, having one graphic designer and churning out one content after or one graphics after the other. It needs to be more interactive, captivating, and which grabs the attention of people who are scrolling at let's say, you know, 5 seconds is your rule, is your thumb rule right now to gain an attention. So there are fantastic tools. Like, for example, I personally use FlexClip to create great videos and just not, you know, posters and stuff, or Adobe Express, which still, you know, tops the charts with creating interactive or attractive and informative content. And CapCut, just because I think it is a go-to tool for anyone right now who's a content creator, given the trend of videos taking over, or the reels, as we call it, as which gives you at least 10 to 20 times more views compared to a static content. So those are the few tools that I use on a daily basis.
Brilliant. And looking at yourself for a second, is there any areas that you're looking to upskill into and why?
I think there are a few, definitely. Like as I said, you know, over the 13 years, the things change very quickly in digital marketing, specifically right now. And for me, I'm a novice at learning TikTok for Business, which has taken the industry by a storm. I think everyone is trying to be on it and heard and seen. But as a digital marketer, it is also very important for us to learn which platforms are relevant for your clients. We handle around 6 to 8 clients at least. And then for each client, the objective or the end goals are different. It's not all about sales. It's not all about servicing a product, or it's more than that. So for me right now, I think the tricky part is the TikTok, believe it or not. I mean, I'm a millennial, but that's still a tool which kind of probably gives me a nightmare. I dare to admit it, but yeah, that's something which I'm learning for Business. Yeah.
Yeah. The whole posting for 3-4 times a day as well on TikTok, exactly. Requirement seems to.
Yeah, and you need to be creative. I mean, as I said, you don't think a particular formula works. You know, from transition to powerful tools of the content we have come a long way. Earlier, it was just you know, pop-up graphics would work brilliantly on a static content. But now you need to have the transition, you need to make it attractive, you need to have the trendy song for the algorithm to work and to show your content to your relevant followers. Forget about acquiring new followers or new audience. Even to the people who have been following your content, it's very difficult to grab the attention.
Yeah, really well said. And on top of that, is there anywhere you go for latest information or insights?
Well, personally, I think keeping in touch with the new channels, including like podcast channel of your own, gives me an insight on what is happening in the current industry. You know, I attend a lot of talks and seminars. I personally attend the social media conferences that happens with regards to what is new, what is trendy, what is happening. And they're very, very useful. Like even the recently, the social media conference that took place in RDS gave an insight of, you know, how niche the marketing can get into. Like, for example, the Virgin Media Sky AdSmart technology of creating local ads targeting even a specific postcode got me all interested. And it is very beneficial. It's definitely making it easier for people to say that if you know where your target or what your target audience is, it's way easier to reach them out rather than spending money on the unnecessary channels and categories.
Yeah, brilliant answer. And looking at the digital industry as a whole, maybe from such a conference, is there anything that excites you that's coming in the future?
It wouldn't be fair if I did not mention the artificial intelligence integration into the digital marketing. The AI has taken the world by storm, as we all know. You know, there's no single person I am aware of who wouldn't start their day without asking a question to its smart devices, be it Siri or Alexa. And it's a $36 billion company industry right now with regards to artificial intelligence. And and there are lots of companies and brands that are setting standards. Like, for example, even Sephora with their AI chatbot had sent the industry by a storm, saying you don't need, you know, great techniques or tools to reach out to your customers in a unique manner, which makes them happy. So that's the AI integration is something that to look out for. And that excites me a lot.
That's a really good answer. And looking at yourself for a second. We always ask this question to end the show, San. If you could bottle up one personality trait you have yourself that you could pass on to others, what would it be?
I think as a digital marketer, I would say having a strategic mindset is very crucial. Because, you know, sometimes we might, given the digital marketing has a lot of aspects to it, with the data analysis and a lot of numbers being thrown at you, and the support system with sales and operations can be a difficult task on its own. But having a strategic mindset and a whole picture of, you know, you need to have everything in its place. It's just not about how great your campaign went as an engagement factor, but also is it affecting the bottom lines which the company is chasing and actually defines the success of a company or the campaign that you're responsible for. And of course, the curiosity. You need to be aware that there will always be something that is new and difficult to catch up to. But you should have an open mind to take a plunge and say, okay, I'm gonna learn this. And that's okay that every day you come up with 3 to 5 concepts that are completely new, but it is very important for you to catch up on them.
Love it. Thanks so much for being interviewed, San. If people want to touch base with you, how can they get in touch with you?
I'm available at san@planet.ie. And there's always my LinkedIn profile they can get in touch with. And I would be happy to have a chat, anything with regards to the digital marketing.
Love it. Thanks so much for being on the show. And thank you, everyone, for listening.
Thank you so much, Tom.